Last weekend, adults and children dressed in black martial arts uniforms stood in pairs on the red workout floor of Kuksulwan of Rogers. The partners practice a combination of kicks and punches on each other as part of an afternoon seminar. The school hosted the seminar as part of its grand opening celebration. According to the World Kuksulwan Association's website, Kuksulwan is a systematic study of all of the traditional fighting arts, which together comprise the martial arts history of Korea. As a martial arts system, Kuksulwan seeks to integrate and explore the entire spectrum of established Asian fighting arts and body conditioning techniques, as well as mental development and traditional weapons training. Inyuk Su, the founder, grandmaster, and president of the World Kuksulwan Association, was on hand at Saturday's event.
But I enjoy it, Kuksul.
Hmm?
You too enjoy it, huh?
Yes, sir.
The grandmaster has studied martial arts for more than 50 years. He received his first instruction from his grandfather, who was an instructor in the Korean royal court. Following his grandfather's death, Inyuk Su traveled throughout the Far East seeking out and studying traditional aspects of martial arts.
Martial art, you know, usually 80 years old looks like 40 years old. You know, how old are you? I'm 39. Next year, 239.
Actually, the grandmaster is 73 years old and he still trains. Dressed in a gold uniform with purple trim, he delivered a speech about 7 rules for a long life. He was making a point to the students and even some parents who joined their children sitting at the feet of the grandmaster that the exercise you can do while practicing Kuksulwan can help you maintain a healthy lifestyle. Today, the organization has more than 1 million members enrolled in 800 schools in 27 different countries. The group's headquarters are located just outside of Houston, Texas. Barry Harmon is a Texas-based ninth degree black belt who traveled to Rogers with the Grand Master. He says for those who have trained in a different form of martial arts, the skills they learned may be helpful to them should they begin training in Kuksul.
There are certain things that are quite useful, and of course all the physical skills, the good conditioning, and some of the fundamentals transfer over easily enough. But regardless of what rank a person is in any martial art, they always start at white belt because we have a very specific curriculum. And that curriculum has been one of the things that has kept Kuksul, for lack of a better word, as a pure martial art and not watered down over the years. Because as any martial art goes from instructor to student, and that student becomes instructor, and as it travels down the martial art generations, it can always change very easily, and usually does. But because we have a set curriculum, and that curriculum has been systemized and written out for us by Kuksainin, every single Kuksulwan school must follow that curriculum. Otherwise, they won't be authorized to teach Kuksul.
The seminar involved participants from 6 different schools, including the Rogers Studio, which is owned by Eric Spivey. The fourth degree black belt runs the studio along with his wife, Stephanie. Eric enjoyed martial arts movies as a kid and says he was exposed to a variety of styles while he was in the military.
When I got out of the military, I found the closest school. It just happened to be Taekwondo. So I drove 62 miles one way to get to a Taekwondo school. Not every day, but as often as I could. And I kept training and finally got my first degree black belt and then kept training and I said, I want more. Not just kicking and punching, not just, you know, that part. I wanted more. So I actually started looking at some of the softer styles because Taekwondo is hard. I started looking at soft. So Tai Chi, Wing Chun, some of the Chinese arts. And then, okay, that was good. And I did that for a few years and we ended up moving to Arkansas and there were several different schools around, and I just happened to pick up from flyer at a martial art supply shop in Little Rock, and they had all different kinds of school flyers there, and I said, well, Kuksul, I've never heard of that. And I walked into a Kuksul school, and they were doing the joint locks and the throws and acrobatics and the weapons and the falls and the forms and the kicks and the punches, and I was like, that's what I've always wanted to do, right? So I found home. That was home for me. And that was 17 years ago. So when I walked into a school, matter of fact, my instructor, I was there for 10 years in Jacksonville training. Right? And he, over the years, showed me this is how you run a school. This is how you do things. This is how you grow, right? So my wife, who you met, Kyosunim, which is second degree, Stephanie Spivey, I was walking around the house just hitting things, and she's like, you need to go train. You need to go. Why don't you just open a school? That way you can do this. I was like, oh, that's not a bad idea. What about that? So we decided to open a school.
The couple opened a school in February of 2006. They now have about 40 students ranging in age from 5 to 62 years old. When teaching something that incorporates a variety of techniques, organization is key.
That is one of the things that is the vision of our Grand Master. It's organized systematically so that when you learn this part, this builds on it. And this part builds on it, so that when you're doing these forms and learning certain hand movements and certain ways to do movements and hand strikes, that equates to the same thing you're going to do with a sword. So the muscle memory and skill sets are there. We just need to teach you the last little bit of using the actual weapon. So there's pieces of it, and it's very organized and systematic in how you learn the techniques and joint locks, like he was talking about. There, you know, 670 pressure points that we attack. There are 164 joints. There's anatomy and physiology involved in this too. So it's a very well-rounded martial art. And it's very organized so that, okay, at this belt level, white belt, you need to learn these things. Okay, fine. Now that you learn that, okay, yellow belt, you need to learn these things. And by the time you get to first degree, you've got all of that knowledge that we can say, okay, I can walk up to a student and say, this technique, do it this way, like that, in this angle. So they have that knowledge base. Oh, that's like Kibonsu 3, you want me to do this? Yeah, they understand.
Eric and his wife moved the school to its current location on the corner of Pleasant Grove and Honeysuckle last October. Saturday marked the official grand opening, and Eric was pleased to have the Grand Master in attendance.
It is a great honor to have him come here, and then all of the knowledge of all the other masters that are traveling with him. So he has an entourage of a lot of different senior masters that travel with him as well. So yeah, and they're out there teaching. And it's great to have a master come up and say, oh, wait a minute, don't move your hand this way, move your hand this way, and here's why, you know, that pressure point works that way. It's phenomenal.
I mean, because especially for you being the instructor, you're so used to being the one teaching, it's probably nice to have somebody teach you a little.
Yes. And that's important too, because I have to keep progressing. I have to keep training. I have to keep going. So somebody's got to teach me. As a matter of fact, a couple of my instructors are out there today. And yeah, so they're going to take me to the side and say, okay, fine, let's work on this part. Or sometimes I have to travel to them for my training. So as I progress, then my students can progress. So it's all about sharing, right? And Kuksil is very organized in that way, so that as you're going up through the ranks, they want to make sure that you're giving back to the beginners.
More information is available at Kuk, that's K-U-K, Sul, S-O-O-L, Won, W-O-N, -Rogers.com.
I say stop!
Sir!
That's times four. I want times eight.
Sir!
One time push-up. Sir!